Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Ghosts Among the Pines. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
The Haunted Forest of Colorado. And if you're thinking Colorado is just skiing, lush green, relax.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Haunted Forest. And if you remember, we did an episode on the Stanley Hotel, also located in Colorado. So Colorado has its share of haunts.
Yeah, it's got a shadow side to it.
So in El Paso County, Colorado, right near Colorado Springs, there's an area known as the Pineries.
Ooh, already spooky.
So it's a lot of ponderosa pines.
Yeah.
Fun, nature. What could go wrong?
We could step on a pine needle.
That
could
be.
What else could go wrong?
What else could go wrong after that? You think there's nothing worse than that?
I don't think there's anything worse than that.
You might want to tell that to Stephen and Beth Lee.
Oh,
when
yeah?
They moved there in 1991, although I've seen 1990 and 1991. I'm just going to go with 1991. They moved there from Louisiana. That's how I say it now.
Louisiana. It's like you're from the bayou.
I was there once, but almost a week, so.
Whoa, you're a native.
And they came with their two sons. Of course, you got to have the kids.
Got to have the kids.
If the kids aren't
the
there.
You need an innocent mind around.
And it was a secluded, of course, two-story log home off of Swan Road. What could go wrong?
Beautiful Swan Road, a beautiful property. You're going to live the rest of your life without any real news or consequence, right? Wrong.
Well, somebody tried to warn everybody that this place was haunted.
Was it a mystic?
But nobody listened. It was just a man. He had allegedly experienced intense paranormal activity. Although he didn't inform the Lees at the time because he didn't think anyone would believe him. Probably because that makes sense.
Yeah, it sounds crazy.
The family moved in. They didn't know. They had no awareness. Who would think, like, P.S., is this place haunted? Is there paranormal activity? And there was no rumors. And things escalated quickly.
As they do.
Within the first week.
It's like not even your books aren't unpacked yet. You don't even have your cable set up at this point.
No, you're not getting ready to watch The Real World that might come out in a year or so.
Yeah.
Which we were talking about. That's why I thought of that. I haven't even graduated high school yet, barely.
That's crazy. That's crazy to me. That's ancient.
Yeah. There would be some little things, lights, electronics, flickering, which could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, faulty wires, etc. Strange noises, house settling.
Sure.
A lot of isolation, nature, might not be accustomed to it. Things really got turned up when the children began to see shadowy figures in the woods, around the home, and then the entire family was affected by a recurring chemical odor that burned their throats and ears.
Oof. You think about, like, ghosts and their levels of destruction. Something burning, like, the inside of your mouth or your ear? Ugh.
Well, that's a different level than like a spooky orb. Or a physical assault or, opening up drawers and rattling things. It's it's like almost like a weapon.
Yeah.
That makes it pretty scary.
Yeah.
And then if it's not that, you're like, what is out here?
What am I doing?
They could hear footsteps, music that came out of nowhere. You know, again, the odd chemical odor. And it quickly grew. Culminating in frightening experiences that Beth Lee would describe in a book. Huge surprise. She probably didn't want to do it, but she's like, I'll do it. Haunted Places, the National Directory. So it's part of a book.
Yeah.
So quote from that. One day we came home, remembers Beth, and it was like the 4th of July in our living room and bedroom. We had all kinds of lights flashing through, and it sounded like people stomping across the roof. We would lay in bed at night and hear chains rattling. One night, we woke up and heard orchestra music. Strange things started happening every day. a lot of standards, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you hear the chains and the music.
That's not a judgment on it, mate. That's just a standard.
Believe me, all of it is horrifying across the board.
Her husband Stephen at first didn't believe this to be true. A skeptic. He thought it was pranksters, trespassers, people trying to scare him away for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
He spent a lot of time installing state-of-the-art video surveillance systems, and was soon found that video and photographs taken would more often than not display all manner of strange images, including orbs, streaks of light, and more ominously glowing, undefined outlines of human figures, faces, and even spectral images of animals out there in the woods near the home. Several of the images were published in Fate magazine.
Fate magazine.
Which we all know and love. And
you have a lifetime subscription to Fate magazine.
This is in November 1994 issue. So for those who are looking it up. Again, still a skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
Technical malfunction. He tried several different types of cameras and film, but got the same results every time, no matter what he did. On top of this, the motion detector alarms they installed were prone to going off without any evidence of anyone being there.
Wow. I mean, this is really packing in a lot of activity, if we're being honest about it. Almost like, what does it leave out? It's not blood coming down.
It covers all bases. Yeah. You know, if we talked about the Feos and Amityville Horror,
mm-hmm.
or we talk about Skinwalker Ranch, having a skeptic would make it more plausible. So it's not just all these people going, listen, we saw everything mm-hmm. happened. You need one guy to be like, I didn't even believe it was true.
Yeah.
And then I took measures to prove that it wasn't, but in me trying to prove it, I've only proved the fact that I don't know what's out there.
Yeah.
So like a little snitch, Stephen Lee contacted the El Paso County Sheriff's Department,
mm-hmm.
called the cops on the ghosts.
You gotta get those ghosts.
Which harkens-
Ticket those ghosts.
Which harkens back to our episode, The Hammersmith Ghost.
There's a big running theme in Ghost Town of ghosts thinking they're humans, humans thinking ghosts are not ghosts, people trying to do human things to ghosts, ghosts trying to do human things to humans.
He even hired a private investigator. Still convinced that there were pranksters or burglars were behind it all, authorities would make 45 separate trips to the home. Okay, so maybe he really did think. I don't know if that's just overkill. Never found any evidence of a break-in or criminal activity. The only unusual evidence was a cloth saturated with the sour chemical odor. But it was found to not be any sort of dangerous substance. After a while, the constant calls coming in from the Lee home caused them to believe he was perhaps delusional and paranoid. They started more or less ignoring his complaints. He was crying wolf.
Yeah. They're like, your Lysol-soaked rag isn't enough to keep bringing us out here. We got other shit to deal with.
So we continued to do crack cocaine. And I'm just kidding.
Okay.
By this time, the Lees were becoming more and more aware that just maybe there was actually something paranormal at work. And they reached out to a TV program. Weird.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just straight to the TV program.
They were like, this is our final, like, this is our last thing.
Hey, hear us out.
Called Sightings in 1995, who mm-hmm. would eventually do a whole series on the home and show it to be far stranger than anyone knew. If we've learned anything about books being written, movies being made about haunted places, this is usually how it goes.
Yeah.
And then I think adding a level of like, why would I call the police if I thought it was real? Even I was a skeptic.
Yeah.
Stephen, Quentin, Jeremiah Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I added those in the middle.
No, those are really pretty middle names.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So that adds a level of, well, not even everyone was on board.
Yeah.
It's almost like they wanted the attention.
Don't say that. Don't you dare
I take it back.
Come on. They are just good, honest people trying to get on television to tell their truth.
So before we take it to a psychic, let's take it to a break.
Break time. I want to talk about today's sponsor, Best Fiends. As you know, we love true crime, we love haunted history, we love offbeat history, esoteric history, all of that stuff. But every once in a while, we need a break to bring you the best episodes that we can bring you. That's why when I need to really take a step back, I play Best Fiends. I'm not a gamer. I'm not someone who gets very immersed in the gaming world. It's a really, really, really fun way to just unplug, relax. For me, again, a very casual gamer. It is something that is free to download. It's made me feel very calm, and it's made for adults too.
I hit a milestone and got to level 300, and I thought that was pretty good. But my wife, Michelle, is on 700. She's like, oh, I don't know, around 700. So I have some work to do.
Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Hello, we're back. How are you doing?
Hi.
We're checking in on you.
We're checking in. How are you feeling? How is your mental state? Did you stretch this morning? Are you getting enough water? Does it matter? I don't think so.
Get outside. Get your vitamin D.
I've only been drinking Mountain Dew today. Is that okay, Dr. Horn?
Please somebody reach out to Rebecca.
I'm doing great. I'm not depressed. And I'm not depressed.
Somebody do a welfare check on Rebecca. But
you're right here.
By us asking how you're doing, it's also a way selfishly to reach out to other humans, because how are we doing?
How are we doing?
If you think we're here to help you, no, you're here to help us.
Yeah,
no,
help. We need you more than you need us. We've always known that, and you have too.
We've sent out some care packages.
We have, and there's more where that came from, because I'm moving. So I get a lot of stuff, getting rid of a lot of fun, tiny things that have not been touched. They've all been Lysoled, so don't worry that I'm sending you anything. I'm not. Why am I even continuing to talk about this? Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, people have gotten care packages, a couple of our mayors, some other people, and they all had a lot of fun getting them. And that's what we hope to do, is to kind of connect with you and send you a little thank you, because again, you mean a lot to us, and God, don't ever leave us.
And if you have a haunted story, we're doing another collection of real haunted stories. You can send them in. We will read them. If you want to record the audio and send it to us,
easier
you
have that option for us.
But whatever is best for you, easiest for you, we just want to kind of deliver the word.
Yeah.
And the word is haunted.
The word is haunted, and it's going to be a spooky one.
And we have a couple already, and they're pretty detailed, and they're pretty spooky, pretty scary. Mm-hmm. And we'll set it to some new metal. Some Insane Clown Posse or something.
Totally. That's right. And finally, I'm going to do some tarot reads for people who will rate and review us on iTunes. It takes 2 seconds to do that. And then once you do, if you just reach out to us on Instagram, via our email, whatever, Twitter, Ghost Town Pod, ghosttownpod@gmail.com.
Our OnlyFans. You can hit us up on OnlyFans.
That's right.
We laugh about it now, but it's real.
We laugh about it because we're nervous at how close we are to it.
Yeah.
So please, I do tarot reads professionally. This seems like a good time. It's not costing you anything. It's not costing anyone anything. It's just like, a fun little extension, a little thank you, a little tip of the hat as we all continue this long journey together.
So let's go back to Colorado, forest, haunted, psychic? So well-known psychic Echo Bodine.
Great psychic name.
Do you know who that is? This is well-known right here.
Of the Bodines?
Of Echo Bodine. I mean, that's I believe it, Echo. Oh. If your name is Echo Bodine, you must be well-known.
Sure.
Was immediately humbled by the sheer concentration of spiritual energy in the house. She stated there were at least 20 entities residing there, with one in particular described as being very powerful and malevolent. I feel like a lot of these go this way. Like, either a priest shows up, and I'm being a skeptic here, and I don't want to, like, I don't want to poo-poo this, because I feel like there is something to all of this. I just don't know what. And then when you start involving TV shows and books.
Yeah. And also, like, honestly, religious tropes too. That makes me skeptical, because I do feel like energetically there's stuff that we don't understand. But once it's like, well, it hated this cross, you know, it's like, okay, I guess it hated this like one weird object. Sure.
The whole production was plagued with mechanical malfunctions, inexplicable electromagnetic interference, and cameras, tripods getting knocked over by unseen hands.
This is very satisfying to hear.
And I've had that happen to me, and that is going to be part of my haunted thing. So, coming from a skeptic that's talking about this, they're talking about something that I'm going to talk about whenever we do that episode, which will probably be very soon.
Yes.
So, take me down a peg, please. At one point in the investigation, one of the crew members was reportedly attacked by something unseen, jumped into her, and supposedly left her whole body numb.
Whoa.
And if I'm going to think back another episode, the toxic lady
Yeah.
had something unexplained, but more chemical and scientific. She had feeling in her limbs, only regained after being physically escorted out of the house as she cried uncontrollably in terror. She would later describe it as feeling as if something had been trying to possess her body.
Oof.
Is it mass hysteria? What is it? Is it something that's being reported to create interest and excitement? It's really hard to say, but the mind is very powerful.
Very powerful.
So doesn't matter what I believe. Do I believe these people believe this? Yes, in a lot of cases. That's the difference.
Well, I just think about like the times where I felt the most like panicked, or like something where it's like nothing was really wrong with me, but you feel this heightened sense of emotion, like a panic attack, I think is what I'm really thinking of.
I had that when we were in the Janis Joplin hotel room. I was freaking out. I remember I took a shower.
Yeah.
If you want to go way back, it's actually on our, we have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Which is called Ghost Town Podcast. I think it's youtube.com/C/ghosttownpod. I believe is what it is. But
I would have gotten that right.
We have forget it. I don't waste my time with that. There's actually a video of that. So if you want to subscribe to our YouTube and check out some of the videos, it'd be really helpful. But also it's in that episode where, I just freaked out and took a shower. It was very strange.
Yeah. You had like a low key freak out. It was very, very odd.
Yeah, no one was there yet either. We were like waiting for people.
Yeah, we were just like milling around the room.
It was very strange. So it's something to look into if you're looking to throw it back, I guess.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking to. And don't worry, we'll never stop promoting. I know you need some kind of consistency in your life. So we'll never stop doing that.
Yeah. And we'll never start actually giving the content.
Mm-mm.
So this is pretty intense, and they decided to come back 6 months later to investigate more. This time they brought another psychic named Peter James. That's pretty
normal name. It's no Echo
Bodine,
but okay, fine.
Immediately claimed he had never felt psychic energy of this magnitude he felt there. As he walked through the home, James claimed that much of this energy seemed to be focused on an upstairs closet and from a 100-year-old mirror kept in the master bedroom, both of which he speculated were some sort of vortex connecting the physical world. So at least he's narrowed it down.
It's very poltergeist of him.
And it's the specificity is important, I think, with these things. Just saying like, hey, the house is haunted. Okay, bye. Is when it's like, no, it's coming from here.
Yeah.
A 100-year-old mirror.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty creepy.
There are photographs of the mirror, which is a pretty interesting picture, I'll be honest with you. And it's probably the photo that is most used representing the haunted forest is this photo taken of a mirror. And mirrors, you know, the way cameras are reflected, very strange. But it's a very strange
photo
put up on the Instagram.
Yeah, throw that mirror up. That mirror pic.
Many of them showing ghostly faces staring back or strange streaks of light. And also a bunch of footage taken over the course of these visits by sightings that it is one of the most well-documented hauntings ever. This is what Parker James had to say. There is an energy here unlike any I've ever experienced. In all the years I've investigated anomalous... Is that right?
Yeah, anomalous.
Anomalous activity.
Yeah, you got this.
So the Black Forest is indeed a very important place that should be further investigated by me for money.
Exactly. Hire me. I will take care of it. Tonight.
Not long after filming wrap, James woke up one day to find a painful welt on his forehead for no apparent reason.
Mm.
He visited the doctor in a CAT scan, and the welt was still unexplainable. Inexplicable, unexplainable. They didn't know what it was.
Anomalous.
It was anomalous. However, when going through the photographs taken at the Lee House, among the many images, there was a picture of James standing in a room in what appears to be a bright dagger of light pointed directly at his forehead.
Oof.
Something he had not seen at the time. It was a very odd experience.
It wouldn't create a welt, though. It'd be a stabbing if it was a dagger.
I mean, is there rules to this? Or?
I don't know. You're right. Ask the mirror upstairs.
And the TV program and the rumors raging about the haunted home in the woods. It got to the point that even State Senator Charles Duke went to visit the home in 1996 to check it out. Duke was highly skeptical, but his mind was soon changed when he experienced strange phenomena himself and managed to capture and on film the ghostly, smoke-like form of what looked like a dog forcing him to concede. Hmm. He said, there are certainly some anomalies that don't belong there. I don't know as yet what they are. I was shocked. I'm not a believer yet, but certainly there is something going on there. There's certainly something unusual. There's no doubt about it. I'm also up for re-election, and the ghost said to vote for me.
Please. Yeah. Interesting. So, you know, no agenda, really.
Not at all. Not by a politician.
Mm-mm.
Eerily, the image taken by Duke supposedly resembles a dog the Lees had that died 10 years prior. And the same phantom dog would go on to routinely be sighted and photographed in the area, sometimes hovering above the ground. Another skeptic who was surprised by the location was electromagnetics expert Bill Gibbons.
Okay. If, expert. I believe him. Listen.
Whatever Bill has to say.
Bill, tell it like it is.
He went there to debunk it, and he said something strange is going on. I saw a spectacular light show that could have been seen with the naked eyes, an extremely active sight. There's nothing that Steve or his wife are doing to cause this. The following years, countless psychics and paranormal investigators, other skeptics have been to the home, all coming away perplexed, not really sure what they're seeing, but they're all somewhat convinced of something.
Yeah.
It's one of the most haunted locations in the U.S., if not the world. I don't know about that. It's pretty popular.
Okay.
But when you're saying one of 100, you know, sure.
Yeah, hard to say. As someone who's moving in a week to a new place, a new home, this is a great one. You know, it's a great one to have in the back of my mind.
The biggest skeptic is?
Who?
Plot twist. Stephen Lee, still a skeptic.
What?
Even though he's gone on TV, they write books, and I'm sure they've
what
made money
he
off it.
Okay. What does he think?
He is more convinced that rather than ghost, it's some shady government organization nefarious purposes. Conspiracy theory. Yep.
Yeah, great. What's worse? What's crazier? Conspiracy theorist or ghost believer?
I mean, if they're doing mind control with ESP and stuff, maybe. Yeah.
All right.
Sure. You know, they're shooting their like ESP lasers at him and stuff like that. He said the trespassers was part of a web of conspiracy, government agents, secret experiments.
This is sexier.
Yeah.
Than a haunting.
He says they're interested in the family for the purpose of testing out biological weapons, psychic warfare, mind control, and laser holograms.
Oh, fuck yeah. Please test a laser hologram on me, government.
He would claim that he'd seen a black-clad armed man prowling outside the home and blamed these enigmatic individuals for cutting power to the home and spraying them with the chemicals that they smelled that was burning their throat.
I mean, the chemical part of this is the weirdest thing that I never hear about. And I love haunted stuff.
This is what he had to say. I truly think the U.S. government has a hand in this. I don't think any one individual could get away with this for a period of time without getting caught. The government does testing out here that has military implications. I think only in your state, our community now, and mysterious universe.
Well, you know, a lot of stuff happened in this house, whatever you believe it to be. So that enough would make me not want to be there. Unless there were cameras, yeah, then I'll stay there forever.
There's cameras and there's books and then the movie. It's like, wait a minute, guys, there's more. Probably what happens is maybe it's like, okay, cool. So there's a bunch of ghosts. He's like, guys, wait, hold on. Come back. Yeah. I don't think it's that at all.
No.
Here's what I think it is. There's, you know, and not to say that they don't exist. I don't want to say that everything, we see everything that's happening. I definitely understand that. But wow. I mean, a lot is happening to this family
in these
that
rooms.
Seems to continue with the attention they're getting.
Exactly. Straight into their bank account. The ghosts are haunting their bank account right now. How spooky. Quick. Something needs to be done.
Yes. Yeah, so that's something. I mean, that's, I don't know. That's just what.
I hate to leave this on like a skeptical note, but what are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What are we doing here?
Until the walls leak blood, I am not convinced.
Hi, I'm Liz.
And I'm Josh.
And together we are Bloody Date Night.
Bloody Date Night asks the question, can a horror expert show his horror novice?
Who you call it a horror novice?
Horror movies that he loves and she's seeing for the first time.
It's about what happens when you introduce the person you love to the thing you love and they're probably going to hate it.
Just like me with taxes.
We're Bloody Date Night. Give us a listen.
Get your headphones on and bebop time.